So the first four measures we have are part of the chorus, which is the first eight measures. And here are these first four measures. So measure one, we have the right hand playing the B above middle C with the fifth. With the left hand, I'm playing G and B. And this is the G below middle C and the B right above it, fingers one and two. So these sit together, and at this point, we will put the sustain pedal down. Next, right hand, I want you to play the D right above middle C with finger one. And then we'll play the E above that with finger two. And then I want to play the G above that with finger three. And with it left hand, I want E and C. So left hand, this is the E below middle C with your fourth, and then middle C with your first, playing with his right hand's G. This all hits together, pedal up and down. Next, right hand, I want you to play the A right above the G you just played using finger four. And then we'll have this. So right hand, this is the B above middle C with the fifth. We'll strike it twice while the left hand plays that G and B that we started off with. The G and B right below middle C, fingers one and two. So this hits with the right hand's B, pedal up and down, right hand give me another B. Then we'll have this. Now what's happening here is the right hand is playing two more Bs while the left hand walks down. So what we're hearing here is the left hand playing the F sharp below middle C with the third while the right hand plays a B. We pick up the pedal at this point. Then left hand will play the E below the F sharp it just played, while the right hand plays another B. Then right hand keep that B down, while the left hand then plays the D below the E it just played with finger five. So we get a nice little walk down here in measure two. So here's just measure two again. Now let's take a look at measures three and four by themselves.